Very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Studio 7 Live Talk, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. This Thursday, June the 18th, 2015. Welcome to the women's segment, Ngatikurukure Madzimai, the Women's Roundtable, where we speak about issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Praxedes Jeremiah.
And today on the Women's Roundtable, we are speaking about women empowerment, especially in the light of challenges like infidelity and abuse in the home. What are your views on the issue?
To join our discussion, you can phone us directly on 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. And we'll call you back.
And Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on the 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m. But as you know, ladies out there, Thursday is your day.
And you can also find us on the web www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voandebele.com, lobanjalo www.voashona.com.
chekutanga kune vaya vachirikwanisa kuzvidzosera kuchikoro kuenda kuchikoro kudzidza munodzokera kuchikoro kudzidza. Chechipiri, kana uri munhu anokwanisa kuita mibato yemaoko, kushanda, kutengesa tengesa, uchiwana kamari kaunowana ikakopa zuva, munhu shanda, tengesa tengesa kuti wane zvokuzviriritira nazvo. Then chechipiri, keep my relations, because at the end of the day, ina ibelieve kuti hapana munhu anogara in isolation. Tine masupport groups atinawo, masupport systems atinawo, my family members is a support system as well. Saka ndine munhu wekuti ndine marelations akanaka nemasupport systems avo, kungava kuchechi, kubasa, ndine pekutangira, ndine vekukurukura navo. Dambudziko rangu pandinoriface handizoriface ndiri one, ndine vamwewo vekukurukura navo. Zvimwe zvacho zvatinovakurudzira ndizvozvo zvokuti sometimes kana muriko kudzimba, number one, muzvisarara malife yekufungirana. Kana pane pamusiri kunzwisana, bvunzanai, kurukurai mumba menyu kana une pausiri kunzwisa. Kana number two, ukaonawo kuti ndiri kukurukura but munhu wangu anenge ari kuramba achibuda kunze, uchitoona kuti ari kuramba zvake but unenge une zvauri kuona nezvauri kubata kuti munhu anenge ane mamwe maaffairs kunze, kurudziro rinenge rekuti hazvidzivirire bhozi utwe chirwere chiriko ichi. Chichishandisa inzira yekudzivirana, nokuti at the end of the day munhu unorwara. Starting from a girl, she's a special person. She's a special human being. We are fearfully and wonderfully made before God, and God our Father, He values us. So we don't need someone else to come and put value on us, because some girls think, well, I was just rushing to get married because now when I'm married, then I have value. You have value even before you are married. Value yourself. Improve your life. Do something before you even get married. Don't get married to get value. Get value on yourself before you even get married. Let the man who is marrying you realize, wow, what a gift I'm getting from God. Because sometimes we look down upon ourselves, even in our culture or in our society. Girls are just looked down upon themselves, or even women. You even read in the Bible, there was a time when women were not even counted. When they would talk about 5,000 men who were saved by Jesus Christ, it was 5,000 men and they never included the women. But start to value on yourself. You know, as a human being, I'm vulnerable. I can educate myself. I can do things for myself before I can even get married. Then after that, you get into a marriage knowing I'm valuable myself, even without anyone.
Zikone zinzama yazenza nakupa ilizwe lethu umnotho wethu omngahle bebeza kwenza umsebenzi wezandla omama kazele bakhuthele babehlulwa yiluto as long as banike ithuba lokuthi bafunde lowo msebenzi nabantu bathathele izinto phezulu. Kodwa inkinga esikhona kathesi leli lizwe ukuthi umnotho wethu awumanga kuhle. Osekusitho ukuthi ukuthi bavuke bazenzele sokusela ukuthi bathengise izinto emgwaqweni. Engingakhangela iningi labantu abasemgwaqeni omama labantwana, okusho ukuthi omama bayamele ukuthi bazibandele. So isikhaphikane sokuthi umama uyawethu enehlezi emdlini imelele umdada ukuthi akuyezuma ukhaphela imali ezivela emsebenzini sezedlule esuku leziyana, ngoba impilo yakulezi nsuku isiyimpilo yemali. Bese kuqakathekile ukuthi uvukile ngabomama athi sike sigigigigine sizame ukuthi sivale isikhala ezivulwe nokufa komnotho. Impahla edinisa ngabesifazane mhlawumbe siyaladina lisiyo la mali, uyafika njengekota mani butika pana esithenga sikhotheni. Ufithi umuntu ethengisa amajazi $8 for two. Njalo ngakhangela udurethi lana esiba labo ukuthi uma singizizo sikhanya into ezifana nayo. So kubiza kuba kuwona umathengisi ukuthi uligabaze linganani kuyokuthi idonse abantu babe bazodinga kuyo.
Welcome again. Today on the Women's Roundtable, we are speaking about women's empowerment, especially in the light of such challenges like infidelity and abuse in the home. What are your views on the issue, PJ?
In actual fact, many stay in the abusive relationship because of sometimes lack of options to get out of the marriage or the union. Today, we are opening our mics just to share ideas on what women can do to empower themselves.
And studies conducted in 2013 by the Ministry of Women's Affairs, Gender and Community Development in conjunction with Gender Links concluded that at least 68% of women in Zimbabwe have suffered from gender-based violence perpetrated by men. In the same study, however, PJ, 46% of men admitted that they perpetrated some violence in their lifetime.
Mm-hmm. In 2013, former Gender Minister Opam Chinguri stated that 75% of women in Zimbabwe were raped by their husbands, but were afraid to report the cases to the police.
And today we are lucky, PJ, because we're actually going to hear what marriage counselor and pastor Mai Lucia Gunguo, who we have on the line, but we will bring her later on, has to say about overcoming such challenges through self-empowerment, through education, or better communication styles.
Lamhlanje kuhlelo lethu asihluzeni bomama ludaba esidibana labo njengabomama abasemendweni ikakhulu. Inhlupho abadibana lazo ezokuthi engxenye bayadlengula la ngambo bomkabo kwezinye izikhathi uyabo usuhlezi emendweni lapha sokungasela thando phakathi kweni lobabili lomkakho kodwa abanye uzwa besithi endulo wakuzithwa ngihlalele abantu abami ndakagarira bana kodwa ke namhlanje umama walamhlanje zihlomise empower yourself ukuze lawe uthi usiya emendweni lapha ungabi ngothi nxa usuhlukumezekile ungenelisi ukuthi uphume emtshadweni lowo kumbe emendweni lowo ngenxa yokuthi awulayo imali yokuthi uqhubekele phambili ngempilo oyiphilayo ngoba imali ivela kumkakho ugcine sesithi sengihlalele umntanami kube njalo labanye omama abasebenza emazweni kumbe abasebenza ukuyathengisa amadoyili sibili eSouth Africa bathi bangabuya le mali bafike bathi gqi babe omngabo omngabo babesebesiya ukudla imali lana labo makhwapheni senzenike njengabesifazane yikho esimele yikho esifuna sicebisane ngakho lamhlanje.
Aiwa, vaninze vivari kunzwa PJ, nasi turikutana ngura isu kana kuti tirikuziya panyaya ya turikutaura kuti aiwa madzimai ngavave vakarongeka. Nekuti tichitarisa kuti madzimai akawanda munyika vanonzi ivo vari kushungurudzika. Uyezve asa havana kwekuti vangaende nekuti vanenge vakuti ko ini ndoita sei kuti ndichengete vana. Saka tine rombo rakanaka nasi PJ tina amai Lucia Gunguo vachange vachibatsirana nevamwozve nyanzvi kuti tione kuti semadzimai chii chingaitike kuti mudzimai ave anonzi iye akarongeka. Uyezve nguva iya yekuti madzimai anoti ndiri kugarira vana vangu pano pamusha. Vachirohwa uyezve vachiitwa vachishungurudzwa munzira dzakasiyana siyana PJ.
Pane vamwe vanotoziya kuti vanototorerwa mari yese yavanoshanda na baba. Baba voenda vonopana mainini kana kuti masmall house.
Tiri panyaya iyoyo PJ havasi madzimai chete vari kuzviita. Tanzwawo zvekuti kune vamwe varume vari kushungurudzwawo nemadzimai. Saka tichange tichibatsirana nenyanzvi dzedu kuti vanhu vangagarisane sei zvakanaka mudzimba. Saka tinenge tine rombo rakanaka pari zvino titori navo amai Gunguo vakabata kuti timbonzwa kwavari kuti zvii zvingaitwa nemudzimai kuti awaneke iye achirongeka. Alo mai Gunguo.
Halo, makadiko.
Aiwa, tinokuchingamidzai pachirongwa mumbotibatsirawo kuti gagaga zvii zvingaitwe nemadzimai kuti vange vari vanhu vakarongeka vasazowana mangwana vachishungurudzwa mune zvakawanda wanda mumagariro netsika dzavo.
Aiwa, chekutanga ka regai nditi ndinotenda nekundikoka pachirongwa. kunevana vasikana vasati vatoboroorwa vana vedu vari kuita dambudziko rokuti ukavarayira vasati vaenda kunoroorwa vanenge vachingofunga kuti ndofunga vari vakaroorwa vari kungotaurawo ende vanenge vachiti tichazoonawo taikoko but kana waikoko it will be too late now saka zviri nani mwana musikana ngaadzidze kana mukana uripo dzidza enda kuchikoro zviitire basa rako raunoita zvibatire mari yako yaunoti ini ndine mari yangu kupira komedhi yandinobata zvokuti mwana musikana nganyatoziva kuti iye ega pachake anokosha ende iye ega pachake anogona kuzviisa value paari kwete kuti afunge kuti ndinowedzerwa value nokuti ndaita mukomana kauti ndazororwa iwewe wega pachako dzidza uzviitire zvinhu zvako ukazopinda marriage ka uchaona kuti zvinotaurwa nevakomana kana muchifamba muredhi makabatana maoko muchinyepurana handizvo zviri mumba but kana wamumba manje zvinhu zvikatanga kuchiita wenye empowered uine mari yako financially yasound maproblems wama hazvonyanye kunoita because hatidi kunyepa kuchema kwaamai vabva kudya raisi nenyama yeku nekuchema kwaasina kunyika kwakatosiyana
aiwa pakaoma maigungu asi vamwewo varume vambonyora kwatiri uku vari kuti ivo madzimaiwo zvevanozoti kana ivo vave empowered yatiri kuchemera iyi varongeka vaane mari dzavo vanowanikwawo vasingazonyatsokwanisa kubata varume zvakanaka munopaona sei papapa
hanzi handinyengerere
ehe
kutaura kwevarume varume vakawanda munozivaambudziko ravanoita varume vakawanda vanove intimidated nevakadzi vanoziva zvavanoda kana uri mukadzi anyatsoziva zvaunoda uchinyatsoziva pavakamira uchiti no kune zvinhu zvaunoona kuti zvazviitewo kwauri zvakafanana nekurohwa nekudzvinyirwa nekutarisiwa pasi varume vakadaro havadi vakadzi vakadaro saka vakawanda varume ava kungotaura nekuti havadi vakadzi vanoziva zvavanoda ende also kune varume vakawanda vari very insecure nekuti akangoona mukadzi akazvidzidziya even kutongoti ndokumirako ndokuda anenge akutotya kudaro saka what else can they say most of them its intimidation and insecurity zvokuti vanofunga kuti achazondidai achazondidai even vakawanda varume vatakawanda vane vakadzi vanoshanda vanozviitira zvinhu zvavo vamwe vanoenda kumacross border vanoita sei vakawanda varume vanokefurirwa nehama dzavo nemafriends kuti ungarega mukadzi wako achipa mari yako anodarika iwewe muchanetana uchatorwa mukadzi saka dambudziko rava haritangire umba mavo rinotangwa nevari kunze vanotanga kumuradza zvinhu zvisipo
aiwa tinotenda mai Gungo interesting points there from Mrs. Gungo PJ who is saying that yes you know young girls and women should empower themselves before they get into the institution of marriage so maybe it's pertinent for us also as parents to it applies to us too that we need to empower our young girls before they go into the institution of marriage then I pose the question that but some men are saying that when the women are empowered some of them now take over the home
they are overbearing and
so her response
they wear the pants in the union
and her response was no for that it's because some men are intimidated by powerful women but I think we can now turn to Honorable Kumalo I think we have her on the line right now waiting to join us in the program
siyakwamukela kuhlelo nkosazana Thabita Kumalo uhlelo lwethu lamhlanje sikhangela ukuthi inhlupho ezidibana labo mama abasebancane asebekhulile abasemendweni inhlupho abadibana lazo ezokuthi obaba babe sebesiba lama-small houses amaningi ikanti-ke njalo uzabona ukuthi omama abasebenza gadalala sibili abanye bakwamanye amazwe bethumela izimali ekhaya obaba adle imali leyana labo makhwapheni wena-ke ubona njani ukuthi singayiphatha njani lindaba kulabo abasemendweni
indaba le iyothiwa isindaba ipendule ngoba ugodubo olukhona lapha ngolokuthi okusiphakamisayo yisintu ngoba thina isayizi yethu satshelwa ukuthi umuntu wesifazana ungaphansi kukababa so umntwana ongumfana wafundiswa ukuthi yena uyinhloko yomuzi so ikufika ke ukuhlukuluzwa khona kwani ukuthi nxa wena ungaphansi kwami kumele wenze izinto ezifunwa yimi kodwa kumenanga ukuthi uphumelele. Sithe sesenze njalo salwa ukuthi umntwana oyinkazana kahanjiswe isikolo ukwenzela ukuthi lawo abe licembe elingazimela lodwa nxa into sezibheda. Kodwa sakhohlwa ukuthi sijule ukuthi uma sesimhambise esikolo into zamasiko lezo zisihlanganisa njani nomntwana oseyinkazana osengu-advocate, umntwana oyinkazana osengumeli wephalamende. Usekusebenza njani amasiko la lokuthi sesimpa amandla ukuthi abekwazi ukuthi lanxa ehlukuluzwa usekwazi ukuthi agijime ayiripota ngaphi? Sinyenga njalo manje isintu esesingena sokuthi umntwana oyinkazana akahloniphi. So I think kuqakathekile ukuthi mina lokhu ngifisa ukuthi mina ngikazana ngahamba esikolo mithi ngoba empilweni into yokuqala ungakho ukuqala isikolo.
Yeah.
Ungakho wesibili uqeda isikolo ngomsebenzi.
Yeah.
Ukwenzela ukuthi lanxa kungahlukuluzwana endlini lapha ungahlaleka. Yebo naye bakhona abanye mama abathi nxa sebefundile sebehola imali ezinda yibo abasegqoka amabhurugu endlini.
Endlini.
Udubo lukhona ukuthi iitayipi zabomama zonezo kazanelisi ukuthi ziphile kule mpilo esiyiphilayo thina. Ithi labo baba batshelwayo ukuthi umama ungaphansi kwababa. Kusho ukuthi kuzahlala vele kwehlukene. Kodwa abazukulu abazana ngabantwa bethu yibo abazanelisa ukuthi bakhe ama-fruits alo msebenzi esiwenza la.
Esiwenza okwamanje.
Ehe, ngoba kathesi wena nami ungakuqala khona ungachitha ebhekisi mile eminyango.
Hayi kulungile, ngiza ukuthi ubambe khona lapho ecingweni. Sikuqhubekele phambili. Marvelous. Honorable Khumalo was talking here about your first husband. We should tell our daughters, just like what Mrs. Kungo was saying, we should advise our daughters that their first and foremost husband should be their education.
And that is second how we one, grew up, remember?
Yes. The second one should be your job.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third one, then you can go into the institution of marriage. That way, you'll be able to manage the husband.
Mm.
But there is also a problem with the men.
Mm-hmm.
If a woman is so much empowered,
mm.
they feel intimidated, just like what Mrs. Gunguo said.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ai watombodzokera zvekuna mai Gunguo manzwa zvataurwa na honorable uye zvena sis PJ apa vari kuti ivo kazhinji kachona sekutaura kwaita honorable mudzimai mambozvitaurawo futi imi akange anyanyowanikwa iye achinzi ari empowered yatiri kuchemera iyoyi mangwana varume vanozoti aiwa anotonga mumba asi pane zvavataura zvavati izvo zvinhu zvitatu. Ndachida kuti timbokurukura pane izvozvo kuti dzidzo pamberi basa rako wozotarisa zvemba timbotisanangurai panyaya iyoyo maigunguo.
Right. Inini ndinobvumirana nawo chaizvo nekuti kana mwana asati aenda kunororwa akadzidza akaita mari yake paanopinda mumba anopinda ari munhu ane zvinhu zvake zvakakwana ndicho. But pandinenge ndava mumba manje handichati dzidzo pamberi mari yangu murume ndakusviti murume mari yangu nedzidzo yangu kumashure.
Amen.
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 Aiwa icho chidzidzo chatanzwawo mungati dembu zvenyu muchirungu maigungo nokuti chidzidzo chamati pachitsva ichi taurai.
So I was saying before a girl enters into marriage it's education first, your money, and then when you get married, your third husband is just the honorable thing.
Mm-hmm.
But now when you are in marriage, it's husband first, money, and your job last.
Mm-hmm. You should be able to reverse that.
Interesting view there. I think we should be getting some of the younger women to also chime in and call in because, you know, some of them say, no, we don't want to do it that way. We want to be on the same level. So, you know, it's an interesting view right there.
Yes.
You can chime in, honorable.
They can never be on the same level. That is where I put the cultural side part of it.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you want it or you don't, the men, we have been socialize that the man is the head of the family. I'm a member of parliament. I do my work in parliament. The moment I walk out of that parliament and walk through my gate, the head of parliament remains at my gate. I become a wife.
You remove the jacket of an MP.
Because if you walk in with that jacket, rest assured, you will walk out with that jacket and leave the kids with the men in the house.
That
is the socialization that we have been brought up to go through. Over and above, besides that, the mother is a unifier. So it is very critical not to abuse our status of being empowered and having high-profile jobs. We need to unify the home so that there is peace at home. So we have to be subservient to our men, but not to be abused emotionally and physically, no.
We should be able to know where to wear our different jackets because we, as a family, we are mothers, we are workers, we are managers, we are MPs, and so on. Yes. So there are so many jackets and hats that we wear. So you should be able to know exactly
when to take it off.
Yes.
That's a very interesting view, Honorable. And Tombo Zokera Shekwa Muri, my Kungu, Satende Rambiri, PJ, kuti imi tambonyanyo tauranyaya iya yeku shungurudzwa kwemadzimai panyaya infidelity. Mudzimai achinga aona kuti aiwa zvinazvina kumbina zvakanaka mumba, munonyanyo kurudzira kuti aite sei?
Chokutangaka, ndakutaura masikati nechiti munhu wese akafunda rina solution. Tine vakato tikomberedza vatinogara navo vehukama, like my extended family members anditika, vamwe kumachechi, vamwe kumabasa. Saka ndikaona kuti isusu tiri vaviri tataudzana zvinhu zvapana zviri kuchinja, munhu arikuramba achimuembera mberi nehunhu hwake. Ngatiibedze, vamwe tigare pasi. Kana vangava vana baba mukuru, kana vakomai vaikuenda kuna namufundisi, vanhu vaunoziva kuti at least vakataura nemunhu uyu anonzwa, because munhu wese muupenyu unofanira kuve nemunhu waunoti akataura newe wonzwa. Saka vanhu ivavo ndo vatinodeedza. Kana zvaramba mazuva ano unofa. Zviri nani kuzvidzivirira, because pane paunoona kutika ndiri kutozviona kuti pane chiri kuitika, chero baba vakaramba, but pane zviri kutoitika. Saka zviri nani kuti uzvidzivirire kana makusangana nekuti unorwara ukafa. Kasiya vana vacho.
Aiwa, tinokutendai mai Gunguwo. Tisati taenderera mberi, PJ, une muteereri, tombotora muteereri wedu wekutanga.
Siyakwamukela kuhlelo lwetu, Nkosazana Henrietta Kopi. Yeah, wena ke use South Africa nangakhohle.
Yeah.
Sikhuluma ngodaba lolu elenhlupho ezidibana la besifazana labomama lapho sebendile ezokuhlukuluzwa, ezokuthathelwa izimali. Engxenye lina abasebenza eSouth Africa, nxa kuyukuthi uthandana lomuntu oseZimbabwe, ungamthumela imali sezidlela labo makhwapheni. Cebo bani ongabanika lona?
Ngicela ngichathele ukuthi ubani ethumela ubani imali, angizoyisusa.
Owesilisa, owesifazana angaba lakho ukuthi athumele imali kwalo athandana laye kumbe umkakhe.
Yena owesifazana eseZimbabwe.
Owesilisa kumbe eseZimbabwe kumbe kwelinye ilizwe.
Okay. I think uhlupho olukhona vele ukuthi umndeni wona kahle kahle umele uhlale endaweni eyodwa. Kodwa ngendaba ze-migration esikhona, ngoba abantu they are moving around, imndeni eminingi isidistroyekile. And kuba lula-ke ukuthi i-infidelity ingene, ngoba abantu abasahlali together as a family. So lanxa lapho omunye ezama ukusiza omunye wakhe, abantu abaningi kakhulu ngapha eSouth Africa, abantu bengafika bafika beqala ama-families amatsha angaziwayo ekhaya, angaziwayo ngumama ngale khaya labantwana abaseleyo. Abantu bangafika ngapha bafika bazenza abasingi because angazi kumbe abanye balesizungu or abanye sokuyikuhalela abanye abafazi nje or especially amadoda nje, they're just trying to satisfy their sexual drive. So bafika beqala eminye imizi ngapha engaziwayo ezoba secretive ezophelela lapha eGoli, kodwa ekhaya ngale ebe lomunye umuzi at the same time. So kuba nzima to maintain families together if abantu bengahlali ndawonye. But because of poverty and trying to seek for greener pastures, this is what ends up happening. So even if omunye ethumela omunye imali, trying to help the other spouse, but ugcina ubona ukuthi imali leya igcina ingasawenzanga lowo msebenzi okumele ivele uwenze, isigcina sisetshenziswa ngezinye indlela to support other children ezingapha. So my advice is for any family to stand. Families must stay together. It's not wise ukuza wena lapho ngubaba uchiye umfazi labantwana. Yes, you can come back and for a few months and try to stabilize yourself, but as soon as you find umsebenzi, rather stay together in that one room and suffer together the poverty. Kunokuthi omunye ahlale kwelinye ilizwe lomunye ahlale kwelinye ilizwe. Times are bad and infertility is very high. And kunezinto ze HIV as well. So umuntu ugcina sizirisk nje to a lot of situations. Abantwana laba that you're thinking you want to live for, ekugcineni bagcina ungasaphila ngokubabona yonke le minyaka kade usithi uyabasebenzela ngendaba yokuthi ugcina sekule mkhuhlane because of different sexual partners. So really, sex matters in a relationship, and people must stay together to avoid such things.
Hi, siyabonga. Siyabonga.
Interesting viewpoint there from Ms. Kupe. If I may just come in there, Ms. Kupe. From the little bit that I could pick up, you were advising that women should stay as a family unit, even if they're in different countries. Yeah, tell us a little bit, like yourself, you're in South Africa. How are you empowering yourself as a woman to make sure that you can deal with some of these issues when they come up?
I think it's just that when we're looking at the employment industry, it's very flooded to an extent with even people with qualifications. It's very difficult for them to find jobs. But nonetheless, for those who are educated, yes, you can use your certificates to find something to do. But in case probably you do not have the qualifications, it is very important for a woman to be able to have AMA networks with other women who are around. Do not sit down and say, because I'm not qualified or I'm trying to look for a job and I'm not finding out. Try a network with other people and find out what other women are doing, because if you are not empowered as a woman, then you are susceptible to a lot of things. So try and identify your talent as well. What is it that you are good at? A lot of people are living by working in saloons. They are plaiting people's hair, they are doing people's nails, some are baking, some are knitting, some are weaving. There are lots of things that people are surviving on because of making use of their hands. So it's not all about qualification, but identify your talent, work on it. If you do not have probably a talent, at least try and equip yourself with any other skill that can be available. Now, you know, with Dala, Gwagunen is specific to say this is specifically for women and this is specifically for men. But now times are moving, trends are changing. You find women doing men's jobs as well, jobs like upholstery. You find a lot of women now entering into those fields. So,
Ms. Kupe, can you hold on? Would actually like to continue this conversation, but please hold on, stay on the line as we migrate and we'll be streaming on www.voazimbabwe.com. So for now, we thank our guest, Mai Lucia Gunguo, Honorable Tabitha Khumalo, and also Ms. Kupe, who's on the line, on the line there as we migrate. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye, and would like to thank all those that are holding on for us.
Mina Practitis Jeremiah. Kulabo-ke abasilalele emsakazweni weradio sesilivalelisa okwamanje sithi asidibaneni ngeviki elizayo. Kodwa-ke kulabo abangenelisa ukusibamba ebulenjini sikhona ku-www.voazimbabwe.com loba ku-www.voaindebele.com loba ku-www.voashona.com.